More bad gums. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. A new look at the prevalence of gum disease indicates there's a lot more than experts had thought. The researchers based this on looks into the mouths of more than 450 people. The scientists say the new estimate is about 50% higher than what previous research would have figured. The scientists think the earlier studies missed a lot of cases, and they note that gum disease can affect more than the state of your mouth. As a long-term inflammation, it's been linked to a higher risk of things like heart disease. At the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Paul Eke advises,
maintaining good oral hygiene, such as brushing and flossing your teeth daily, is the first step to prevention.
Not smoking and seeing your dentist regularly are others. The study is in the Journal of Dental Research. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.